Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, 40% of single women say that their last few dates were quite boring. 22% said that their last few dates were very boring.
Huh.
I'm glad they didn't ask married people.
My dates are usually not boring. I mean,
okay.
We talk about how expensive everything is.
Yeah.
You say y'all just go eat and back home.
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting.
Oh,
thank you.
Now, they gave some options, and some were good, and then they gave some really interesting options that are funny, some of the people out there. So they say, if it is a boring date, just switch venues. Move to another atmosphere or area, that sometimes that can change it up for you. Or they say, if it's really bad, you can just end it gracefully and say, if nothing is working, like, you know what? It's nice to meet you.
Change the atmosphere. Imagine being that server. You know what? I don't like the atmosphere at this table. Can we sit over there? Nope, this isn't working either. Can we move to this one?
I do that.
I imagine you do.
Wow.
Sometimes they'll sit down. I'm like, do you mind if I sit over there? Because, you know.
They love you.
No,
they always say it's okay.
I know, but they love you.
No, you know what? You guys are judging right now.
I say it's okay to your face.
I've worked in a restaurant. Sometimes they rotate servers out, and when you move tables, you're probably changing up the servers, and then that server just lost a table, and it was her time to get a table.
And as a previous server, if you're not in my immediate section, I will forget about you.
Okay, well, wait, and let's save that segment for what waitresses complain about, and you can just say me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, saved us doing it.
So when a date is boring, they say pivot to a high energy or interactive activities that can make it a little bit more fun and a little bit more spontaneous. So shift your focus away from the forced conversation that is making it probably boring.
If you can't have good conversation, it's probably not a good match.
No, okay, maybe so. But maybe you have an off night. You have a bad day.
It happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's some of the good answers. They said active games like going bowling. You can switch it up, do that.
Yeah.
Change it up mid-day, go to an arcade. Also, they say adventure activities. Never thought about this one before, but they say like indoor rock climbing. So just head on over to Big Air and go to indoor rock climbing. You don't have to carry on a conversation. Or if you did, it'd be kind of awkward because she's way up there going, what? What? Now, what's your favorite color?
What was your childhood like?
I don't like the rock climbing.
No, I mean, I would be sitting there 4 feet off the ground, and they're up the top, and I'm like, God, this wasn't a good idea.
Okay.
But the view would be great.
Oh, my God. This is a family show.
I'm sorry.
This is interesting. They say, do the thrift store challenge. Go to the thrift shop, pick out a ridiculous outfit for each other, and then go try it on.
Oh, no. Move on.
Oh, no, thank you.
That was weird.
You're not going to wash it first?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. I'm sure you could. You'd go home and do that if you want to.
I'll see you back here in 2 hours once this laundry is done.
Well, and they say if you're downtown, take a walk. If it's an awkward conversation or if it's being very boring, because a lot of times it can distract you just because you don't have to look at each other face to face. You're walking, you know, you're both walking the same way.
Don't have to look at each other face to face. This is not a good match. How about we walk side by side so I don't have to see your face?
Well, sometimes it's the same as driving. When you're having an argument with somebody or somebody, you don't have to lock eyes and you can sit there and have a better conversation.
Or you can lock eyes as a driver and it'll get real interesting.
Now, these are some funny, I guess, answers that the girls gave. So see how bad you can really make the boring date. So they'll make it even worse.
Huh.
That's an interesting take on it. Someone said, drink more if it's a boring date.
Oh, yeah, you. That's a given.
Yep.
Yeah. Ask him to drop you off at like a Walmart or Target so you can pick up a couple of things and go shopping. Could you imagine?
You still in there?
Yeah.
I'm about to check out.
He's sitting in the car on a cell phone. Or maybe, you know, you could take both of you go shopping for a little
bit. Exactly. Now you can get a glass of wine and walk around and look at the produce, the melons and the...
Yeah.
When I was in college, I took a girl on a date and she got a ride home with someone else.
Okay.
Oh.
I changed it up, all right. She seemed like she had a better time.
So you were born back then.
I don't know what happened.
That's pretty bad, though.
Back then.
You took her out on the date.
I did. We went to church together.
Oh.
At one point, she went and sat with some of her friends, and she came back over and said, I'm going to ride home with them.
Oh.
I didn't even have a chance to be boring yet. We were sitting in church.
She was just her friends, though. That's not as bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But, okay, I thought you meant she was like, okay, this is not working, so I'm going to go home with him instead. But it was just her friends.
It's pretty bad.
It's not great, but it's not as bad.
You're still left there at the table by yourself.
More food for you?
Come lay down on the couch.
And I wasn't at a table. I was at church. But we did go afterwards to an ice cream place, and I bought her ice cream before she left with her friends.
Oh, buddy.
Okay. We didn't go out again.
I hate that girl, and I don't even know her.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
I feel bad.
And final one I have. I feel bad right now. They say, this is kind of interesting, next time you're with him on a date and it's boring, try this little trick. They say, stay focused by smiling and just count the guy's nose hairs.
Huh.
That's funny.
My vision isn't good enough for that.
Okay. Let me put my glasses on, okay?
You know, he'll notice you're staring at his nose.
Probably so. That's kind of awkward.
Because I've always wondered when I fixate, is that a word?
Yeah.
On a particular feature of their face.
Right, yeah, they think
I'm thinking,
wrong.
Yeah, if I'm looking at their lips while they're talking, I'm like, oh, they know I'm looking at their lips.
Uh-huh. Look at their eyes.
Thinking. Huh?
Look at their eyes.
But they had nice lips.
Okay. Yeah. Good, that's all you were looking at.
Pretty teeth, you know? I mean, I look at pretty teeth, I'm like, oh, those are pretty teeth. I don't know what they're telling me. But
that's the first time anyone ever said, my eyes are up here, and they weren't talking about something else.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, this is a big debate that's going on right now. It has to do with your health and how you start your day. Online, they are arguing about whether you should start your day by drinking a glass of water or a cup of coffee.
Or mimosa.
They didn't actually mention that, Cato, but I think they should have.
Or Bloody Mary.
Okay, now
those
you're
are
getting
breakfast drinks.
A little out there, but I will say a Bloody Mary is very good for you. It's got tomato juice in it.
Yeah.
A little
celery stick.
Yeah, a slice of bacon sometimes.
Okay, what? You're making it not as good for you now.
You're going to have bacon with breakfast.
But I'm just saying, health-wise, that's not as good.
Oh, health.
Okay. That's what this whole thing is about.
I start with water every day, a bottle of water. Just chug it. I don't like the taste of water, but I'll chug it.
I drink a glass of water before I leave my home.
That's the first thing I'll do. I'll go to the bathroom. I got a bottle of water waiting on me.
Hawk, I got bad news for you.
What?
They didn't say that water is the first thing that you should start drinking.
Ooh, okay.
They didn't say coffee was either.
Oh.
Mimosa.
The doctor and dietitian said it just flat out doesn't make any difference whether you start with water or start with coffee. Do whichever one you want.
Good, because I was doing coffee, but I was feeling a little guilty when they were talking about starting with water.
I know, right?
Well, I always drink a glass when I get up, and usually I've got my medicine to take. I do. And so I'll drink a glass of water then. Plus, when I was on my diet, that's what they told me to do every morning.
Yeah, because it kind of makes you feel full.
Yeah, so
coffee should do that too.
Well, here's the thing. And they say coffee kind of dehydrates you.
That's true, but it's not significant enough for one coffee to matter.
I'm not sure I ever saw my dad drink anything but coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we would eat dinner. He would never drink anything during dinner or lunch, whatever. And once I took him to the doctor, and I'm like, do you know if he's dehydrated? Because he never drinks water. And the doctor goes, no, he's not dehydrated.
That's because there's water in coffee. It's so what it's mostly made of.
Exactly. So I really thought that all this time you should be drinking a lot of water.
Way coffee dehydrates me is it makes me pee. I got to pee every time I drink like coffee. Yeah. You guys know?
Yep.
No? Okay. No, I take a dump.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Wow.
I mean, that's what coffee does, man. You're at the bathroom pretty soon afterwards.
Have you seen that coffee cup that it says, it's the top, it says, shh, I haven't had my coffee yet.
Wow.
Scared me. Scared me for a second there.
Where are you going with this?
I would never. Then the next line is like, okay, you can talk. And then the next line says, oh, never mind, coffee's hit, gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, they say as long as you don't drink an excessive amount of coffee, like 5 cups back to back, it doesn't really make a difference. That you should get your amount of water throughout the day, but it doesn't matter if you start with coffee or you start with water. It's entirely up to you. If you're doing one, you might try the other and see if you like it or not.
I took Tom's health advice many years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was horrendous. He said... You know, everything that's liquid's got water in it.
It's true.
So, you know, I mean, your kidneys are working a lot harder, or your liver probably is working harder to filter all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and I get it, you know, it does have water.
But you're still hydrated.
I was hydrated, but still, I'm like, my body and my organs are doing a lot more work. And so I took his advice, and I stopped drinking water as much. And now I have high blood pressure.
I don't think I ever told you to quit drinking water. I just said the other stuff counts.
Which, like, how ungrateful are our organs? Like, I'm giving you these yummy drinks and all this, like, delicious fried food, and you're going to give me fatty liver? Seriously?
You think, like, your kidney's going... That must be Friday.
I'm like, what do they expect? I mean, what's it there for if it's not supposed to filter stuff? I'm like, if I drank water all the time, they'd be sitting there doing nothing.
Lazy bum kidneys.
You know, I have people make fun of me for drinking like Bud Light or Coors Light. I'm like, but it's near water.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, it's basically water.
Yeah, you're getting your 8 cups in every day. For sure. But I will say that, Hawk, you said your blood pressure, I don't think that had anything to do with blood pressure. Blood pressure has to do with like things like salt.
I know.
And stress.
Were you drinking like a soup?
You could be.
Stress from coworkers.
Well, I don't know. I'm just...
Well, it's funny because I have high blood pressure, too, so it could be.
And Hawk has that that nervous tick that he does, so I think we're all stressing each other out.
It just started. I'm like, you know.
In this room.
I have a theory Hawk stresses himself out because he stresses me out.
Tori's the only one not on high blood pressure pills.
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you three.
She ain't been around us as long as we have. We're all stressing each other out.
True.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I tell you what, you need to be extra careful if you are shopping the old-fashioned way. I know a lot of people like to go on Amazon, shop the new way, and just let it come to your house.
Dude, I don't think they call it the new way anymore.
Yeah.
It's been like 30 years.
If you're shopping the old-fashioned way and you go into the store to pick out your merchandise, be extra careful because it's dangerous out there. And fellas, you might can even use this information when she wants to go out and use the credit card to say, it's just too dangerous for you to go shopping, honey. And this
What are you even talking about?
I'm about to tell you. It's clothing store injuries. There's a lot of things that can happen while you're shopping. And they've done a whole article about this. For example, you know, you got the slip and fall accidents. A lot of times the floor's like freshly mopped and you'll slip and fall, hurt yourself, twist your ankle.
But you see that sign, right? And you're like, oh, I'm about to retire. Here we go.
You know, why do they? I know they have to do it if there's a spill, but some stores, I'll just see them mopping floors for no reason. I'm like, you got a store full of customers.
Yeah.
Why don't you wait?
And then at Sam's, they got that little machine that comes around with nobody operating, and it's all, and I'm like, I get scared every time that thing comes close to me, and it'll stop all of a sudden.
It stared at me. I know there's somebody in the back watching the video.
You think this guy has got a remote control in the back?
I think he does with a little video camera, because it knows when to stop.
Yeah. The funny thing is, it's probably less dangerous than if some moron was driving it.
true. But thousands of people shopping in clothing stores across the country, there's bound to be accidents that happen. That's just one of them that they mentioned. You got sprained wrists, all kinds of fractures that happen just because someone slipped on a wet floor. Also, tripping hazards. A lot of clutter in the aisles sometimes, even with the things they've not stocked on the shelves yet. They have a lot of injuries there.
God, if you can't walk down an aisle dodge stuff that's in it, you shouldn't leave the house.
Go to Dollar General and tell me that.
You shouldn't leave the house.
Yeah. Extension cords, also damaged floor mats that's been there for a while. A lot of elderly people, they trip over that stuff.
The floor mat does not even have to be damaged.
Yeah.
It's just a floor mat right there. Unexpected little rays in the flooring.
Clothing store injuries that happen every day in America. They say, you've heard of falling prices. How about falling merchandise? Improperly stacked items on high shelves or unstable clothing displays that can fall. A lot of times it's so embarrassing, too, because they got that certain way that a shelf is locked in. Have you ever knocked one of those shelves down accidentally?
No, I don't think
you
so.
You haven't? I did, and it made a big old bang. It's not good.
I've knocked clothes, though.
Yeah.
Because you want that middle shirt, the large is right there in the middle of a stack, and
it
try
just
to.
Leans
yeah,
over.
It's, I try to put them all back.
Also, unsecured mannequins are a problem, or unsecured mirrors. That's a problem as well. You know, a lot of times you just won't touch the mannequin.
Well. Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah. When the kids were little, I'd always ask the mannequin, excuse me, can you tell me where the so-and-so was? And they'd just laugh.
Cute.
They like that one. And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, I know you don't have an arm there, but
can you give me a hand, though?
Okay. Other injuries, they say. Now, this is very interesting. So you're at the clothing store. You're trying on a shirt or something. A lot of people get stuck with pins and or needles that are in the shirts.
I hate it. Take them out before they arrive.
Yes. You know what? Don't even use them because I'll get stuck when I get home. You know? And they got about four or five pins in there. Or they got the little sticky things that you can just – the plastic you can just break off now. Those little bitty – they got – you know, it looked like a hammer on each side. A little bitty.
I hate those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little plastic thing that holds the tags in.
Yeah.
Clothes. They're the biggest choking hazard in the world,
oh, wow.
And every single manufacturer is like, let's put 1,700 in each piece of baby clothes. I will sit there and pluck them off all day long.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that
up. Those were a choking hazard.
I mean, yeah, if a baby gets a hold of one of those and it goes down their throat, for sure.
They're an itchy hazard. What was I going to say?
They're an itchy hazard.
Oh, they're an itchy hazard. Yeah, they're an itchy hazard as well because, you know, you get an itch and you're like, how long has that been there? I've had this shirt for 12 weeks.
It's like a scavenger hunt. If I pull one of those things off, I'm having to find every piece of it before I can even move on.
And how many times have you damaged socks or something to get some scissors out because you kind of try to spread it in between the socks and you actually cut a little hole in the sock?
Why do they do it to the actual fabric? Why not do it to the tag or something?
I don't know.
I hate those things.
It's causing problems. Also, jagged countertops or some kind of sharp countertop where you're checking out that causes injuries. And even some people have said that they tried on clothes that were too small for them and had to get other people involved.
Wow.
Okay, that's a tight turtleneck right there. You have to call somebody. Excuse me, could you help me get this shirt off?
And why is it always easier to get like a turtleneck on than it is off?
I don't know.
Why is it always easier?
Yeah. It's so funny when the kids are little, too, and they need some help in the shirt, and then, of course, they're bent over, and you're pulling the shirt, and they're inside the shirt, and you're trying to tug it off.
Kids.
Tuck your chin.
I've been that way in a dress before.
Yeah.
I'm like, John, if you don't get me out of this thing, I'm going to have a panic attack. I can't breathe. Help me.
So be careful if you're shopping out there. It's dangerous.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
I tell you what, this is going to be interesting for all of us. It's going to change the game with Burger King. They're going to try out an AI chatbot called Patty. Makes sense, don't it? You know, I thought it was a Whopper. I would have named it Whopper. They're naming all these AI robots now. It's like you got Alexa, you got Siri, you got all this stuff. So Burger King, their chatbot's going to be called Patty.
You can't call it Whopper because she'll think she's big.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're all women, right? Siri, Alexa.
It may be. I don't know. But it's an employee headset that monitors customer service interaction and assists with the operations. So I think this is a good thing. How many times do you go in and there's somebody there that doesn't want to be there behind the counter? It's like, what do you want? Can you hurry up?
I don't mind the kiosks that you punch everything in.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Because you can customize it the way
you want. It takes too long. I just want to say it. I'm like, same thing with checking out. You got self-checkout. Do I got to do everything? Do I need to crawl back there and cook the burger too?
It'd be fresh.
I don't like those kiosks.
I don't want to talk to an AI robot.
Talk to cause people order instead of texting them.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Okay, do you like the menu boards when you go in like the McDonald's now? You got to go punch
like
in.
Like Kato said, you get to exactly what you want. There's no confusion.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll say no pickles and they don't hear that when they're ringing you up. But if you put no pickles, now you've got to depend on the person making it to
ring. Right, but you've removed one layer of possible
correct
misunderstanding.
I saw a video. The girl goes, please get rid of these AI drive-thrus. And she demonstrated like, hi, would you like to try the pie today?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Right.
Place your order.
That's a pause.
I mean, yeah, she said it took forever because it took so long for the pauses.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't care about any of the other stuff. Just fix the drive-through boxes. Like, there's a place, every time I go through, it's like they're whispering. And I have to be like, I'm so sorry, I can't hear you. Over and over. And it's been months. Like, yeah, why don't you fix that? Don't worry about the AI headset. Fix your little voice box outside.
Yeah. I see where you're pointing. Because I pulled up to the window and said, I'm sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, the AI at Burger King listens to phrases like, welcome to Burger King, please, and thank you. You don't hear enough of that. It evaluates the worker's friendliness. How many times you go to like some of these restaurants and the person doesn't want to be there? They're not kind at all. Now, Chick-fil-A's got their act together and they're going to say, you know,
it's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure. They're going to say, of course.
But I worked at Chick-fil-A and I can promise you it wasn't my pleasure.
Oh, I
just wanted to get paid.
I know deep down inside, yeah. You know, you got to put that fake smile on and pretend like you're happy to be there.
Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we don't care if it's your pleasure. Just be nice to us. But yeah. Now I'm confused. Are you saying that they'll wear these headsets that will monitor what they say to the customer?
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant you're ordering from an AI.
No.
Okay. Well, yes, they need...
They need a little coach in there. And this is the way that the company now, but you think about this. This is going to start a big, you know, tidal wave all across where everybody's going to be wearing these little monitors in their ear. And customer service should improve because they're going to know they're going to be graded on their customer service. Let's say you go in a clothing store or you go wherever, you got the employees going to be graded on, you know, and they might be having a bad day. I'm okay with that every once in a while.
Well, what about if they're just matching the customer's energy? Because here's the thing. If someone's nice, then you should be nice. But if a customer comes in and they have an attitude and they're rude, I'm not going to be nice to you.
Okay, how rude? Are they just kind of grumpy and they're just going through their order?
It doesn't matter. You're dealing with somebody else for something that you won't. Be nice to those helping you out.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that, but I think you still come out ahead if you're polite even when someone else is rude. It makes you look like the better person.
I don't care about that.
Wow, I think Tori needs one right now.
But we recently found out they have this on our station now, this AI that will keep up with everything we say. And they can just punch in, did we talk bad about the boss on the radio?
Uh-huh. Well, I know. That's why we've changed direction a little bit. That's why you hear us talk and be very complimentary.
Yeah, we're nicer.
It's so good here.
Yeah, I enjoy this.
I love so much. My job.
It's wonderful.
It's our pleasure to work here.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same day delivery.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
My wife and I just got into one of the biggest arguments in our marriage.
Wow.
And it was over driving.
Ooh.
We were driving and I got very frustrated. Was that one of those places where the guy has got the stop slow sign and they let like 10 times they let the other side go?
Yeah.
And didn't let us go.
Yeah.
And I finally got so mad, I just peeled out and took off and went back the other direction.
Oh.
And she's like, don't do that. Don't drive so aggressively. I don't like it. And I was like, what? This isn't new. You didn't like just suddenly find out I drive this way.
All those workers, they were going, look, that's cool. Look at that guy. No, he's being cool right now.
Yeah, I don't think they were either. I hope they thought, man, that guy is a jerk, but wonder why he got mad. I wonder if it could be because we never let their side go.
The way traffic's getting in the upstate, you just got to start getting used to it and start relaxing. And maybe there were more cars on the other side than on your side.
No, it wasn't like that. It would be like, they would let four cars go, and then we would sit there and wait 2 minutes. And then they would let four more cars come through, and we would sit there and wait. I have no idea why they were never letting our side go.
As soon as you peeled off, they went, sucker, and flipped that sign around.
It didn't matter. As long as I sat there, they weren't going to flip it.
Maybe it was a new trainee. They were trying to train him how to do the slow stop sign.
I have no idea.
He wasn't getting catching it.
But I had the choice to go a different way, and I did. And I let them know my displeasure. As I did it. But my wife got very upset about this, and we argued about, don't drive so aggressively, and I blah, blah, blah. And so we finally got over it whenever she realized I wasn't going to apologize.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good way to handle that, I think.
You can't call him out. They've been married so long, she just puts up with
it. Her fault at this point.
Thank you, Kato. That's what I said. But, you know, that's funny because they actually just talked about in an article the things that are most annoying that passengers do. And what annoyed me and actually started our fight was her yelling at me.
Yeah.
She was like, quit that, stop. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm in control here.
But I wonder when the other person does finally just give up. Like, if that person's been driving that way for 20 years,
you'd think, right? Up. She's like, I was different then. I was much younger. I don't like that kind of driving now.
Yeah, I can see if she was doing that, like if the kids were in the car and you're putting them in danger.
Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah. I tell it because John will get like that or he'll blow the horn. I'm like, no, people are way too crazy for that kind of stuff. Do whatever you want if you're by yourself. But if my child's in the car, you better just let people over. You better.
Our child, not my.
Hiss.
But I love watching the videos of the jerks in their cars that try to be cool or get angry and try to.
And then they wreck.
And then they wreck.
Yeah.
It's like instant karma.
I didn't wreck. Okay,
I know.
Here are some of the things that are annoying that passengers do. The most annoying of all was backseat driving. Which I'm going to show that to my wife today.
Now, that's backseat or side street or any other seat driving.
Right, because passenger seat, my car doesn't have a backseat.
Yeah.
You know, I would have put her there. another thing that annoys people is whenever they give you a ride and you leave trash in their car.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's rude.
Take your trash with you.
All right. This is similar to backseat driving, but it's afterwards complaining about your driving to other people. So you're like, oh my gosh, he drives so aggressively. That's not when she's yelling at me. That's when she's telling her friends.
Didn't you have someone else do that to you recently?
Who?
Wasn't
my mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law. Yeah, they don't ride with me anymore.
Oh, it's true. I forgot about that drama.
I will say this. I got in trouble with my wife, too, because I told her, I said, next time, why don't you just take an Uber?
Oh.
Oh.
You think you're so funny.
It was really, I thought it was clever at the time.
Oh, man.
But she didn't think so. Another thing people hate whenever you ride with them and you bring smelly or messy food. If you're bringing a can of sardines into their car, that's not cool.
How about this? You're at the drive-thru and you're ordering food and they go, I want that fish sandwich. And you're like, don't do that because it's going to stink up the car.
Now y'all being too picky.
Okay.
Yeah.
They must eat stinky food in people's cars.
I like fish sandwiches, but I mean, I don't know how often that would actually happen to pick up someone and they have stinky food with them.
You know what, though? I'll go to the grocery store and I'll come back. Kids complain, and it's like a rotisserie chicken smelling up the car because it's just it doesn't smell.
They smell good.
I think they smell good, but they don't like it.
All right, putting your feet on the dashboard. 30% of people hate when you do that.
You're not going to in my car.
Yeah, I had to yell at my kids when they were younger. I'm like, you're leaving a footprint on my dashboard. And that's true, kid. It was dangerous,
okay,
too.
But Tom makes it's a good point because they'll put the toes up there on your windshield. Then you have to clean the inside of your windshield, which is much harder than the outside of your windshield. And you got those toe prints up there.
Well, I'd rather it be the windshield than the dashboard.
Really?
Yeah, glass is cleanable. The dashboard is like, can you leave it there?
Nor do I want you to be in the back seat and put your stinky feet up through the middle of the front seats.
Because they want to stretch your legs and the console's right there.
I'll pull over and let you stand up.
It's like a little coffee table right there. Ottoman. It's a car ottoman is what that is.
All right, changing the radio station without asking. Or changing the YouTube, Bluetooth, whatever you're doing.
Or turning it off. My husband likes to ride with no music, and it kills me.
Well, a lot of times when I have friends, it's quiet because we're talking, but I have the one friend that'll pick me up, and he's got one side of his ear, one ear is not as good as the other, so he'll have it cranked up. Well, he'll get in the car and try to talk to me. I'm like, can I turn the band down that's in the back seat? Because I can't even hear what you're saying.
Or if someone's talking too much, what if you just turn it on? Just don't even say this. Reach over and just turn it
up. Easy. Slamming the door too hard.
My kids do
it's
that sometimes.
It's an accident sometimes.
My kids, though, I mean, sometimes they'll get mad because they got in trouble on, they were too loud or something in the car. And they get out. I do. I'm like, hey, you come back. Here's what I do. I'm like, can you now close the door correctly 10 times?
Wow.
And so they'll click, and they'll roll their eyes.
Hawk's door don't work no more.
Yeah.
But some doors close like that. Yeah. My mom has a Wrangler, and that thing, I'll barely touch it, and the door slings shut, and I always apologize.
Yeah, one of my doors, it won't stay open. Like, you try to open it, and it kind of just close. And so, you got to put your leg there if you're trying to put, like, some groceries in.
All right. Yelling brake when you're already braking. 26% of people hate that. Stop, we're getting too close. That's very annoying.
But you know what? My husband gets mad if I'm like, hey, they're braking in front of you. He's like, I know, I see it. But there was one time where I was like in my head thinking, they're braking. And he wasn't braking. And then he goes, why didn't you say anything? I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, I was in car line the other day and I wasn't paying attention. I was on my cell phone. And because you're stopping and going all the time. And I put it in reverse instead of park. And my son's like, we're going backwards. I had to stomp on the brake, and I was like 2 inches from that car. That lady was honking. It was kind of crazy.
Who needs a rear camera when you got kids?
I know.
And that's the weirdest, scary feeling when you're the car behind you and you see those backup lights come on.
I didn't mean scary. If you're listening right now.
I'm not riding with you.
Yeah.
All right, finally, talking loudly on the phone when you're in the car with them. So those are the things that really bug the people that you're riding with.
I had my mom with me last week and this past week, and she wants to show me a video while I'm driving.
Oh.
So she like sticks it up towards my face. It is at the highest level of volume she could put. I'm like, Mom, put that down. I will watch it later, but I'm driving.
Wait until we get to a red light at least.
Yes.
Well, here's some things you never want to hear from your passenger. What happens when I yank this lever between the seats?
I've done it.
It's the cops. Gun it. Or a real man would have made that light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, crank the window down. I think my breakfast burrito was a bad idea.
No, you never say it. You just let them figure it out.
Sometimes the windows are rolled down. And you roll them up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added pet mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.